America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, and in these next 2 hours, we're going to be chatting about whatever Mark wants to talk about in relation to what he's doing with AFP, or what he thinks are the key news stories that we need to be focusing on in these next 2 hours, as it relates to figuring out the larger picture that we're not going to be told about when it comes to controlled corporate media. And I'll put in a free plug for the American Free Press here. If you don't subscribe to AFP, you need to. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. When you look at the team that Willis Carto and Chris Petherick have put together at the American Free Press, that includes people like our own Michael Collins Piper and my friend Mark Glenn. It also includes Mark Anderson, who is a needed addition to that very, very fine team of journalists that have been put together to enable us to do an end run around corporate media and to read the real scoop in what Mark Glenn has described as America's last real newspaper. Mark Anderson, how are you, sir?
Fine, and you?
Very good. What's on your mind today, Mark? What do you think we ought to begin discussing?
Well, certainly what I've been writing about a lot lately is the candidacy of Ron Paul. It's not your run-of-the-mill garden variety candidacy. It's really a revolutionary platform that he has. In fact, there's one commentator on LouRockwell.com that wrote with respect to today's big government system that we have. Ron Paul's candidacy, or his platform, really is more of a revolution. Hence these banners that you see, the Ron Paul Revolution. Being carried by his supporters. And it's interesting that Dr. Paul decided to run after all this time he's been in Congress there in Texas in the 14th District. And I think Texas listeners will get, you know, keyed into that too today. But I've talked to him a couple of times, once in person, and his field staff, and they're really doing something unique. And it's creating shockwaves in unexpected places. It's the other candidates you can see are not just nervous about Ron Paul doing better than they think he might, but he provides such a contrast to the usual Tweedledee, Tweedledum that you normally hear in political discourse that it's really creating a lot of waves and making things very interesting, bringing a lot of young people out who before would only care a little bit or not at all about politics, and he's just kind of waking up that dormant part of the American populace that's been spinning its wheels for too long.
You know, one of the things to me, Mark, is I just watched this thing from afar that is absolutely amazing, and that is that the recent statistic that came out, that despite all of the money that the one of the major candidates of the war party had raised, John McCain, that things have reached a point now with McCain's campaign where he has less disposable income than Ron Paul has. And to me, that is saying something that's absolutely incredible, that we truly are watching something here that I think involves almost a David and Goliath type of phenomenon. Ron Paul, on next to no money, and when I say no money in comparison with certainly what Giuliani and Mitt Romney and McCain have had to play around with up to this point, Ron Paul is having an impact on this thing where it becomes abundantly clear that his ideas are so appealing that he's accomplishing something that must be making the establishment increasingly nervous. And when we come back, I want to ask Mark Anderson where he thinks that nervousness might lead. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. We'll be back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Antos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press this morning. You can get a subscription to AFP or buy any of AFP's available books if you call 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And Christopher Petrick, the editor of AFP, was telling me the other day that one of the real ways in which AFP keeps itself going is through their sale of books. You can buy the books of Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn, for example, just to name two, by contacting AFP. That will benefit you, and it will benefit they as well. Mark, we were talking about this whole business of Ron Paul before the break. As I watch this whole business unfolding, I am reminded of my own involvement as a volunteer in the Pat Buchanan effort in 1992 and in 1996. Mm-hmm. And I remember the way in which the media clearly initially decided to ignore Buchanan. Well, then when they couldn't ignore him anymore because he was obviously having some impact in early primaries and caucuses, the strategy shifted from ignoring him to demonizing him. Are we about to see that sort of thing done to Dr. Paul as he continues to have effectiveness in this campaign?
Well, probably. I read something on that, and I've got my own ideas on that as well. One article I read on either Lou Rockwell or VDare.com noted that those first two stages, first of ignoring and then in lambasting, are predicted for Ron Paul too by this writer. And I would like that not to be true, but one thing about the powers that be is that they're consistent. They want so bad to protect this American empire that's en route to a one-world empire, and there's such a vested interest in it that anybody that comes along to try and return us to a federal republic is seen as an anachronism at best and a menace at worst. And it's something that I wish were not the case, but I think eventually they'll try to do that. They, meaning sort of the big media, big government complex, which is, works in cahoots, at least the larger media. I know some of the smaller and medium-sized newspapers and whatnot have given him, Mr. Paul, a little bit better reporting and analysis and things like that. In American Free Press, we might appear to be really pro-Ron Paul, but what we actually are is pro-Constitution, and Ron Paul just happens to be the only candidate that stands up to that standard, the constitutional standard. So it's not really so much a bias toward Paul, per se. It's the fact that we're constitutional and he's the only one that jumps the bar. The rest of them are stuck in this pragmatic pose that that most American politicians seem frozen in these days, where they, especially Mitt Romney, they say one thing to one crowd and say another thing to another crowd, but there's lots of interviews with Dr. Paul that point out that even those that disagree with him respect him for his obvious integrity and honesty and consistency, unlike the others. But, yeah, I think that you're going to see eventually, especially if he does well at the Iowa straw poll, which is coming up August 11th, and I'm going to be writing about that, possibly attending for AFP. If he does well there, you could probably expect to see a little bit more I don't know if you'd call them hit pieces in the media, but turning up the heat on him a little bit. But Dr. Paul's candidacy is interesting and unique, different from Pat Buchanan's, I think, in that he comes across more as sort of an educator, not just
yes.
a candidate. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Paul strikes me, and it's interesting, his whole demeanor is one of essential decency. He, as you put it, is an educator. Of course, he's a medical doctor and is used to helping people and giving his rationale for things in language that people can understand. And this is what to me comes forth with him. I was struck by this when he was attacked by Giuliani in the debate that was I can't remember now whether it was the MSNBC debate or the Fox News debate. I think it was the Fox News sponsored debate where Giuliani attacked Dr. Paul. And I found myself at one level thinking, Buchanan would have grabbed this guy by the throat and would have ripped his eyes out. And at one level, that was my response when I evaluated the scurrilous character of what Giuliani was doing. And yet, by the same token, the fact that Ron Paul, I think, responded in a fashion that showed what a decent, articulate, temperate person he is, personality-wise, I was gratified to see later that I think that resonated with the public. Not simply his argumentation, which was sound, but people seem to perceive something in this guy that's fundamentally good and wholesome, and they're responding to it.
Well, what I like about it and what the establishment hates about it is that even if he doesn't succeed in winning the nomination of the Republican Party for the presidency, he is getting a national platform out of the simple fact that he's running, and he's waking up, as I said earlier, that dormant part of the U.S. body politic that's been lulled to sleep for too long by the constant propaganda and untruths and half-truths that we're told through the media complex and through the schools and universities. And he's making people read the Constitution again, and he's making people think in constitutional terms again. And they're thinking, well, you know, maybe we don't need all these troops overseas. And in fact, I just wrote an article that hasn't even appeared in AFP yet, where it says that according to Federal Election Commission statistics, which give all the federal or all the campaign financing of all the candidates, Ron Paul's receiving the most among military personnel and veterans. So people in the military and people that used to be in the military are giving more money to Ron Paul than any of the other candidates, Republicans and Democrats, running for president. So
I saw that that piece, and I tell you, that spoke volumes to me because,
yeah.
You know, I'm, as you know, Mark, I'm living in San Antonio, which is military town USA. Mm-hmm. You've got Randolph Air Force Base, Lackland Air Force Base, what used to be, of course, Kelly Air Force Base, Fort Sam Houston. And around here, historically, you know, if you drive around in San Antonio, you would see all of these United We Stand bumper stickers and support the troops and Bush Cheney 2004 and all this sort of thing. A lot of that has disappeared from a lot of automobiles in San Antonio. I mean, this is not a scientific poll, but I think it's significant. As you just drive around town here, there's a lot less overt evidence of hoorah than there used to be in regard to this war in the Middle East. And when I saw this thing about Ron Paul's support in the military community, I thought, boy, is this telling that both within the retired military community as well as those who are on active duty, more and more people are taking notice of the fact that this neocon foreign policy is a disaster. And these people, who are the last people on earth that could be demonized as anti-American or pacifistic or pink or any of these kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
are beginning to vote with their contributions and to say, hey, look, we know what's going on from the inside in this whole thing, and we want Ron Paul buoyed up because he's the only alternative out there, and we who have seen this suffering up close don't want it to continue anymore. It's destroying the country.
Right, and they have parents and grandparents who were also part of this combine that's been going since the Korean War, where we don't declare wars anymore. And as soon as we were divorced from our Constitution in terms of the military, it's been an unmitigated disaster. It just shows the wisdom of the founders that Paul is trying to revive. You know, the idea that you can march off into a country open-ended without a declaration of war and fight essentially or occupy essentially forever. We still have troops in Korea 50 some years later. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it dwarfs what the Roman legions did in terms of, you know, marching hither and yon forever into one country after another. And you know, we just seem to have a permanent presence wherever we've been over the last 50 years, and there's really no resolution of anything. And Ron is finally calling attention to that in a very interesting way. So, yeah, that's one of the main issues lately is this Ron Paul phenomenon. Another thing I mentioned in AFP briefly I'll mention is that we just ran a story that you may have seen where a friend of Dr. Paul ran for Congress in Georgia in a special election. They had to fill a seat. And a well-heeled, well-funded establishment candidate who was already a state senator tried to get that congressional seat, and this Dr. Brown, who knows Dr. Paul, it just so happens, ran with a Ron Paul-style platform with a lot less money than this state senator and won. So he took Ron's approach of limited government and a much less aggressive foreign policy, and even in a special runoff, a special election, he won adopting Ron's philosophy.
Yeah, and as you point out, Mark, this could be a microcosm of things to come. I think it's highly significant. And one of the things that Ron Paul has emphasized, and I know that you understand this and write about it for your readers at AFP, and it is this idea that an expansionistic, interventionist foreign policy abroad leads to consequences in terms of the denial of constitutional freedoms at home. I want to explore that idea with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press when we come back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined this morning by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. If you're not already a subscriber to AFP, give them a call at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You can encounter Willis Carto there, Chris Petrick, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Anderson, and some other very fine correspondents. This is the best newspaper in the country, folks, in my view, in regard to the real news. We are living in a day and an age of corporate-controlled media. AFP is your basic way out of that morass, but you've got to get a copy of it to be a part of the action, and you can do that at 1-888-699-NEWS. Mark, back to our conversation about Ron Paul. I was reading in the past something that James Madison wrote about this whole business of foreign enemies and war and the way in which a certain take on foreign enemies and war can lead to domestic despotism and tyranny at home. Ron Paul, of course, in the Madisonian tradition, I think has been emphasizing that when you look at the militaristic, interventionistic foreign policy of the United States over the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years, we have osmosed into something other than a constitutional republic. Now, in his rebuttal of Giuliani, Dr. Paul made reference to what we did in Iran in 1953 when we overthrew Mossadegh, the CIA, of course, and the MI6 were provably involved in that. AFP has a book out which has the original documents in it, which prove the case. Now, I lived in Iran years ago. I have read AFP's book, which chronicles original intelligence documents that show the extent to which the CIA and the MI6 were intervening in the internal affairs of the Iranian country, the Iranian nation, and the Iranian people. And, of course, we know what has happened in the 50-some-odd years since. I find it striking, again, that whether we look at Ron Paul or we look at James Madison, just to name two, that these guys bring us back again to this fundamental truism, and that is that when you do these kinds of things abroad, the government doing those things in foreign affairs is the same government that begins oppressing people at home and destroying the constitutional rights of people in the body politic. I think the fact that Paul has been able to make that intellectual and constitutional argument in connection with people as he goes around talking on the stump has had a lot to do with the surge in his popularity, because people are beginning to say, hey, what's happened to the Iranians and to the Palestinians and to the Iraqis? This is starting to look like the story of my own life as far as what my government is doing to me. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I concur with your outlook on that. It's, whether you talk about it in the context of Ron Paul as a congressman or a presidential candidate, the Real ID Act, the law passed by Congress that has not really been implemented yet, it was passed a few years ago, that's one of the concrete ways where a war mentality or a war climate in the country, which is predicated on this so-called threat of international terrorism, that's one of the ways that tangibly Americans see their privacy and rights diminished. A national ID is, what amounts to the national background information on every citizen, which in the Soviet Union and places like that, when you tried to travel very much, they'd say, your papers, please. May we see your papers? And it leads down that same road. And Dr. Paul has been calling a lot of attention to opposing the Real ID Act and the national ID that would create for every American. I've written about that extensively in American Free Press, including about Representative Jim Guest, a state rep from Missouri, who leads a organization called State Legislatures Against Real ID, something like that. And he happens to know Dr. Paul and hooked up with him at an appearance in Kansas City back in June, I believe it was. And so this coalition of state reps led by Representative Guest is sort of conversing with Dr. Paul on this issue to, tackle a tangible manifestation of what you're referring to, and that's the idea of a national ID during wartime. It's a very, very personal way that people can individually have their rights and privacy eroded in a war climate. That's a really good example of what you're talking about.
Yes, and something else comes to mind, and Ron Paul, to my knowledge, is the only candidate, the only presidential candidate talking about this, is the relationship between paper money, debt, and war. And Matthias Chang, of course, in a book that he has written that AFP has published, Matthias's book is entitled Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, the Zionist Global War Agenda. When we come back, I'm going to quote something that Matthias Chang says about paper, money, debt, and war with reference to Dr. Paul, and then have you interact with it, Mark.
Okay.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Again, whether you want to read Mark Anderson, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Willis Carto, Christopher Petrick, Charlie Reese, Ron Paul, or a whole cast of others that Chris Petrick has managed to recruit for that very, very wonderful and fine newspaper, you've got to have a subscription to do it. And if you don't already subscribe to the American Free Press, call 1-888-699-NEWS, 1-888-699-NEWS. Become like me, an informed subscriber who has access to Mark Anderson, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, and the rest of the crew on a weekly basis. But if you don't have the paper, you've got to pick up the phone and dial that toll-free number and order yourself a subscription. Mark, getting back to this whole thing with Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, The Zionist Global War Agenda, and this is published, of course, by your American Free Press. I read on page 19 of Matthias's book that it follows that if gold and economic freedom are inseparable, then paper money must lead to tyranny. And then Matthias, interestingly enough, quotes Dr. Ron Paul. Matthias says that Dr. Ron Paul correctly pointed out that printing money, which is literally inflation, is nothing more than a sinister and evil form of hidden taxation. Additionally, a central bank and fiat money will enable a government to maintain an easy war policy that under strict monetary rules would not be achievable. His, Dr. Paul's, next observation about paper money is most perceptive. Quote, and this is Ron Paul speaking here, countries with sound monetary policies would rarely go to war because they could not afford to, especially if they are not attacked. The people could not be taxed enough to support wars without destroying the economy. But by printing money, the cost can be delayed and hidden, sometimes for years, if not decades. To be truly opposed to preemptive and unnecessary wars, one must advocate sound money to prevent promoters of war from financing their imperialism. Look at how the military budget is exploding. Deficits are exploding, and tax revenues are running down. No problem. The Fed is there and will print whatever is needed to meet our military commitments, whether it is wise to do so or not, unquote. Is this not the bottom line in why Ron Paul is becoming so effective as a campaigner, that he's getting to the real issues that are affecting people's pocketbooks, that are affecting people's political liberties, and also ultimately their lives as they see their sons and daughters and husbands and wives being shipped off to Iraq? You still there, Mark?
Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you hear what I read in terms of this Ron Paul quote from...
Yeah,
what do you think? Is this not, in terms of what Dr. Paul is talking about, the bottom line in regard to the increase in his own popularity in this campaign?
Oh, I believe so. It's certainly a major part of it. His popularity, I think, cuts across a lot of different issues, and certainly it's enlivening a lot of people age in their teenagers all the way up to the elderly and in between. But yeah, Dr. Paul has for many years written books, and some of those books have been about money and the gold standard and things like that. And there are, you know, different schools of thought when it comes to money and finance and things like that, but that can become a very academic discussion. The bottom line is what you're saying, I think, pans out to be true, as does the larger message in Chang's book, Programmed to Kill, and things like that. Yeah, money is sort of the fuel of war, but along with money comes propaganda. And it's true on the money end that if we didn't have such an inflationary, expansionary, printing press economy, particularly with so much indebtedness and borrowing, it'd be a lot harder to ship huge armadas of military forces across the globe. There can be no doubt about it. Of course, Ron Paul says, you know, let's get rid of the income tax and not replace it. And that also would cut off a major revenue source for the powers that be. And the commentary that I had mentioned earlier that I believe I read on LouRockwell.com talked about the phenomenon that we talked about when we first started this conversation today, Mark, and that's if Ron Paul happens to get past all the hurdles and snares and potholes that they put in his way and actually were to become president, the people that run the empire are not just going to pack their bags and walk away. There's an entrenched bureaucracy, an entrenched nomenclatura here, I believe that's the term they used in the Soviet Union. It's a very entrenched group of interests that are very hardwired into this war system. And if Ron Paul were to become president, he would have to elect a cabinet that is not pro-establishment and is not pro-empire. He would have to avoid, for one thing, letting the Council on Foreign Relations choose his cabinet for him. That would be one of the major things he would have to do, so they don't have a built-in expansionist, interventionist belief system in the new Paul administration. A lot could be said on the question that you posed, Mark. But I do know, I try to be a keen observer of what's going on, and the part in the book by Chang about Program to Kill, if you watch a lot of the video games these days, the more advanced ones at least, a lot of them depict very realistic battle scenes, urban battle scenes and things like that. And you see a lot of magazines that are tied into these video games, and a lot of those magazines run advertisements from the Army and Navy and Air Force and Marines. They're trying to get the connection between these very vivid, realistic, battle-oriented video games and the impressionable teens that are reading these magazines and playing these games, because we don't have a draft yet, and they've got to get people... they got to kind of keep people in a war mentality in order to have enough fresh blood, if you'll pardon the expression, for this ongoing war. I'm not sure what to describe it as, this ongoing military or militaristic campaign that the U.S. is involved in. And on that note, I've got something very interesting to share that's very rarely discussed. And have you ever heard of Thomas Barnett?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, rarely, if ever, is this Pentagon analyst described or publicized in terms of what he says. He's pretty well plugged in to the Pentagon military establishment, and he has said that the real reason, you know, a lot of people say, well, we go to war for oil, or we go to war for other reasons. And oftentimes what's missed is people get lost in either-or arguments. They'll say, well, we're either in the war for oil or we're in the war for some other reason. Usually, when a country goes to war, there's a lot of reasons why they do. But usually there's one fundamental sort of blueprint that's being followed, regardless of all the individual reasons why we might be involved in these endless no-win wars and occupations. But Barnett has pointed out that the main thing, and he had this, and I think it was Esquire magazine a few years ago, the main thing is to connect countries that are not part of the global grid into the global community, and if necessary, do it by force. So what that means is that we're marching to all these countries and forcing them into the global community at the point of a gun. In other words, it's like a forced annexation scheme.
Hence the threats against Iran and Venezuela, just to name two.
Right, because regardless of the ideology of the leader, you know, some people have questions about Venezuela's leader, or, you know, regardless of the character or the type of government, the thing to look for is if the United States or the United States and the UK, the Great Britain, have deemed a nation to be kind of a renegade or retrograde nation that's not really part of the global neighborhood, then they'll use different economic sanctions and or war, aggressive preemptive war, to kind of force them into the mold. And I think that that's what we're actually seeing. I think oil and things like that are sort of smaller schemes within a larger scheme. And Barnett's influence on U.S. foreign policy and military policy seems to be pretty extensive. He actually has said, if you can believe this, that the way you can tell if a nation is outside of the global mafia, or, you know, outside of the global system and needs to be forced into that system, one of the ways you can tell is by looking at, quote, its movement of people, goods, and services, and whether that fits into the global system, and whether it has trade connectivity. And if you can believe this, even by looking at Hollywood box office receipts and fiber optic cable connections in a given country, in other words, these nations all have to be of the same type and plugged into the system. if they're living the way they used to live some, you know, a few hundred years ago, if they're a more traditional society living in a, you know, more agrarian way of life, or, you know, not a high-tech or Western way of life, if you will, then they're deemed as a, what Barnett calls a gap nation. They're not part of the global core. They're part of the gap, so they need to be forced into the core. So the more I look at this, the more I think that that's what this is really all about, is we're using our troops, we're programming the troops to take countries that are deemed to be backward or out of step, and forcing them into a budding global government system.
And interestingly enough, that seems to be obviously a global world government, a globally managed economy, and all of those types of things. And yet, curiously enough, when it comes to trying to appeal to the American people to support the war party of Clinton and Barack Obama on the one hand, or John Edwards, and the war party of Giuliani and McCain and Mitt Romney on the other, you see this constantly with these military advertisements and so forth. They still utilize the old nationalistic symbols to try and get people to sign up for this.
Oh yeah. Here's a quote. That's true. Here's a quote from Barnett. Where the global system has not yet penetrated in terms of deep connectivity, that's where the violence is in the system. So this guy, who I've seen in videos, actually tries to say that if you're not part of the global system, that you're automatically violent and that you need to be subdued. And listen to this. In fact, where globalization comes upon more traditional societies, it tends to reform those societies in a very challenging fashion, especially in terms of its rapid redefinition of the role of women in families, in society, economically, and in politics. So, you know, he's saying, you know, if you're not part of the club, man, you got to get in, and if we have to force you in, well, that's just okay. Of course, Mr. Barnett's probably never held a gun and might not know one end of a gun from another, for all we know, but he's real good at telling people that they've got to fight for this purpose, which has nothing to do with protecting, defending, or upholding our Constitution that the troops or soldiers and officers all take an oath for. And it's just amazing. This has been out for a while, but it's kind of been swimming under the surface, if you will, this kind of grand design that Barnett speaks of.
Well, you know, as you think about this, Mark, with what we're talking about here, would you agree, and do you think Ron Paul would agree with the notion that this kind of, if what we're talking about here is a globally managed multinational corporate capitalism that is, of course, integrally connected to the central banking system, it would seem to me, and if in turn the agenda of the global multinational corporate conglomerates is to utilize the military of the United States to impose whatever the corporate conglomerates want, which is the integration, as you put it, of all of these different countries into this one world system. Would you say, and do you think Ron Paul would say, that kind of thinking is as much a threat to individual liberty as communism was and is?
Yeah, that's the great paradox that we live in, is that what citizens always forget is that their own government is by definition and by its very nature more of a threat to your liberties than any outside government. So long as your own government has been turned away from defending its constitutional system, turned the other way into offending its constitutional system. And so, what you say is rings very true. We're in a very paradoxical situation where the more we try to defeat these so-called threats, the more we're actually fighting against ourselves, if you will. And, you know, the war on terror, by definition, is ridiculous. It's like declaring war on gravity. Terrorism is a phenomenon. It's by its very nature, it's spread around the globe in small cells there is no one city that you can bomb and get rid of all terrorism. The very idea is patently absurd, and it's amazing the American people, maybe not so much anymore, that's what Dr. Paul's doing, he's starting to wake up a lot of us, but it's amazing the American people have bought into such a silly notion that you can have a war on terror. You know, you might as well fight a war on gravity. You know, it's ridiculous. It's because there is no terrorism central. These latest claims of the Bush administration that all of a sudden there's this Iraqi Al-Qaeda connection, and if we fight them there right now, then that's going to prevent attacks on us, as if they could plan well-coordinated attacks against the U.S. all the way from Iraq, which is a country in total disarray, total chaos. You know, if they're going to plan anything against the U.S., they're going to come through the Mexican border. They're going to come through the Canadian border. They're going to do their planning someplace safe and stable. They're not going to do it in Iraq.
Exactly. Let's pursue this when we come back. We're with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. And I'll remind Mark, as well as the listeners, that this tends to be the time in the broadcast we have some frequent commercial interruptions. I'm going to take this opportunity to ask all of you now who are out there listening to support RBN and to support the American Free Press and to support the Barnes Review and to support Dr. Ron Paul. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can also write us, of course, at the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, our toll-free number is 1-800-724-2719. RBN needs you. We need you now. Please support us to the extent that you possibly can. I'd also like to put in a plug for the American Free Press. If you're not already a subscriber to AFP, you need to be. You can call them at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Get all of the latest from the American Free Press and from all of their correspondents, including Mark Anderson, by dialing that toll-free number. AFP also has a very fine book division that I would recommend to you. If you would like to buy a book written by Mark Glenn or Michael Collins Piper or Matthias Chang or some of the other really fine and great authors who are available through AFP, utilize that same telephone number, 1-888-699-NEWS. You can contact the Barnes Review at www.barnesreview.org. And, of course, you can also contact Dr. Ron Paul's campaign. I believe that's Ron Paul 2008, I believe, is the website there if you would like to make a contribution to Dr. Paul. And, you know, as I am going through in this next minute before the next commercial break in the top of the hour, I'm looking at my own listener comments board, and somebody writes me today to say, Mark, listening today, it's the nations who are resisting the international bankster gangsters, I think. Pretty good advice, pretty good insight, I think, coming from one of our listeners today, that this is, in fact, what we believe to be going on. And the implications of it are absolutely monstrous. And again, to underscore what has been said by Mark Anderson already, the AFP, the American Free Press, is less Ron Paul-oriented than it is Constitution-oriented. And if you're constitutionally-oriented and you are going to vote in this presidential campaign, logic dictates that there's only one vote that's available to you that makes any degree of sense whatsoever, and that's to vote for Dr. Ron Paul. And when we come back from the next commercial break, I wanted to follow up basically on something that Mark Anderson said before we broke the last time in regard to what I see of this whole nonsensical business of the war on terror. And then I want to ask Mark a couple of other questions related to this whole business of American foreign policy and the Israeli lobby. Will Ron Paul at some point be talking more specifically about the Israeli lobby? That's one of the other things we'll take up with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press when we return. This is Mark Gantoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.